We are not doing well in how we manage cities. We have good example in some specific areas, but we are not doing well. And most of us, we live in cities. And most of us, we have the capacity to change cities because cities are a human legacy. So since it's a consensus, a human consensus, a civic consensus, if we are able to analyze what is going wrong, and we have some action and some policies in that milestone of 2016, we can start to see how cities can change to reduce inequalities and, of course, to increase equity.
Mostly, women and the youth face a lot of challenges living in the cities. Is this something of interest for this forum?
Absolutely. Vulnerable people, like we say. I mean, of course, the women historically have a lot of challenges, and in an urban area, they have at least the capacity to have a community and to have the push for their rights. They have a lot of challenges in terms of security, and public space is one of the best solutions for that. A public space that is well a condition for them, a public space where there are people that see them, a public space where there are lights. So it's really important to analyze the city for that vulnerable people. It's not the same how you plan that city. And it's not only architecture, it's urban planning, but not only that. The cities are a more inclusive aspect of the life. So it's not just that physical part of the city. The same for the youth, and I would say for the youth, there is also an aspect here of access to the jobs, even to the political structure, to the economical structure, to the educational structure. The youth of a lot of slums in Africa, in Latin America, in Asia, they don't have the capacity to go out of that situation. And that is probably the most sad part of the story, because you can be born in one condition, in one context, but the capacity of be out of that, the capacity of prosper in the sense that you want to, you can decide, that is the opportunities, that is what we have to create. And the city is a great place for that because it gives you quite variety of possibilities, and the creativity of every person to find that path is so relevant in a city. But if we don't even have that opportunity, we will have generations, 1, 2, 3, 4, living in that conditions, and not able to go out of that reality.